This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A top American diplomat now says he understood why a U.S. military aid to Ukraine was being withheld over the summer. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
It's a striking reversal from Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He's updated his sworn testimony to House impeachment investigators to say he understood the aid was being held up until Ukraine promised to investigate corruption. The revision was released along with his testimony, giving new insight into President Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Sondland told investigators he'd asked the president directly whether he was withholding aid for the investigation. He says the president nearly hung up, but told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." Sondland says, "I don't know if it was the truth or it wasn't the truth. That's what he told me." The White House is dismissing the transcript, saying Sondland plainly said he did not know why the aid was suspended. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that the United States remains concerned about reports of China's harsh treatment of relatives of Uyghur Muslim activists and survivors of Chinese internment camps. The top U.S. diplomat said some of the abuses occurred shortly after meetings with senior State Department officials. In a statement released by the State Department, Pompeo said U.S. is still deeply troubled by reports that the Chinese government has harassed, imprisoned, or arbitrarily detained family members of Uyghur Muslim activists. Over the past few years, China has established complexes in Xinjiang that it maintains are vocational training centers designed to combat terrorism and extremism and to teach new skills. Beijing denies any mistreatment of the Uyghurs and maintains that the detainees are at the complexes voluntarily. This is VOA.